at the end of last month, John Matthews retired from his position as executive director of Madison Teachers Incorporated, a post that he's held since 1968. In that nearly half a century at the helm of the teachers' union, Matthews witnessed changing demographics, cultural shifts, and conflicts between politicians and the educators that he represented.
John Matthews joins us to talk about education in Wisconsin and how it changed over his time with the union. John, welcome to Central Time.
My pleasure.
Well, you've been the head of Madison Teachers, Inc. for 48 years, as I understand it.
That's correct.
Let's look at the national education landscape. What has changed in American education over that almost five decades?
Well, I think if we went back to the beginning of my time, teachers were highly respected. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore, and I blame that on the right wing of not funding education. The state and the federal government not doing their share of financing public schools causes a problem, because then we have too many kids in classrooms and not current materials. School districts not able to buy current materials because of the lack of funding from state and federal government. And it goes one step further in Wisconsin. The Republican Party, and I call it like it is, has forbidden school boards from providing education at the quality that the people in that jurisdiction may want, because the Republican Party, through their legislation, has restricted the ability of school boards to raise taxes above a certain level. So the old theory of the Republican Party saying government ought to be run at the lowest possible level in Wisconsin, that's simply not the case. And it hurts education, it hurts kids, and it causes people to leave the teaching profession and not go into it.
Staying in Wisconsin, of course, one of the biggest things that's happened in the last few years, maybe in your tenure at MTI, was the Act 10 legislation a few years back from Governor Walker. Take us through that time, the protests. What was that looking like from your seat as the head of the Madison Teachers Group?
Well, MTI led those protests. It was MTI that went out on the street at the same time the TAs did and shut down the schools here. And had we had broader support around the state, I think that we may have been able to get the legislature to back off. But we had some unfortunate things happen, and that is that the leadership of the state groups took control of that situation and did not do what I think they should have done, and that is carry the protests around the state so that people in Rhinelander and Rice Lake and De Pere would have felt that pressure. In the Madison area, we had tremendous support. We had all kinds of elected leadership and general public join in that protest. So why the ranks rose quickly from 2,500 the first day to 8,000, 10,000 to 100,000 to 150,000 to 180,000. And if we had carried forward with that, I think that we could have prevailed in those protests and not been suffering from the terrible things that Act 10 has put on the public.
Madison's known as a particularly liberal town. Do you think you would have gotten anything like that kind of enthusiasm around the state, or Rhinelander, other places, as you mentioned?
Well, I think so. I think so. And it might not have been in education or the support for education in Rhinelander. But when we talk about all the public services that are provided, for example, when the snowplow drivers don't go to work, that gets attention. When the nurses don't go to work at the hospital, that gets attention. Those kind of things are services that are provided by people who work in the public sector. And it's those people who are being abused by Governor Walker's Act 10. Initially, they lost about 6.5% of their income because of Act 10, and some of them lost up to 12% of their income because of Act 10. That has not only hurt the public employees, it has hurt the entire economy of Wisconsin, because the public sector employees don't have the disposable income. in the Madison area, we've had several home goods stores close since Act 10 passed. And that hurts the entire economy. And when it hurts the entire economy, it hurts every person.
Talking to John Matthews, who's leaving his longtime leadership position in the Teachers Union, Madison Teachers Incorporated. After Act 10, it looks like a low point for teachers unions, as you describe it, a low point for teachers, their students as well. Is this an ongoing decline, do you think, or is this a pendulum that you think is going to swing back?
I don't think it'll swing back. I think it's going to continue to get worse, at least in the near future, and I think probably long term. Let me give you an example. A year ago, about this time, we needed to find another special education teacher in the Madison Metropolitan School District. We had convinced the district that because of some of the disabilities that a certain teacher was working with, she didn't have the time to put into that child and then to the rest of the class. So I went looking. I went to the University of Wisconsin to see if they had a special education teacher graduating at semester. They did not. I went to Edgewood. They had one, and the district hired that person. But normally you would have an abundance of students graduating at both of those institutions. And what we're experiencing now is kids not wanting to go into education. A lot of it is caused by Governor Walker's Act 10, and frankly, a lot of it is caused, and I have to say for good reason, because women who used to go into nursing and education now have a wide open field to go into whatever they want. And so we don't have now the opportunity of that supply of people. They have to make teaching more attractive, not less attractive.
Before I let you go, John, I wanted to ask you about one point in school history. I understand you were involved with a case that made it easier for pregnant women to, well, not get fired, and in fact, not to have to leave their jobs as teachers. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. That's one of the highlights of my career. And that same woman had come to me about a religious discrimination of saying that the school calendar only accommodated Christian holy days, and she happened to be Jewish. So we were able to correct that for her. And then she came back to me and said, I'm pregnant and I don't want to quit work. And that particular case brought to a head the school district policy, and it wasn't only the Madison Metro School District, it was every school district in the state, and many across the country had policies that said, when immediately upon becoming pregnant, you're to notify your supervisor, and when the pregnancy started showing, you were obligated to resign. Your employment was going to end. And the disservice this did to the individual was not only take them out of employment, but it also caused a loss of income for that family. And if the teacher was the sole support of the family, you can imagine the financial impact of that. And then the teacher may have the child and reapply. The school district may or may not rehire that person. You can imagine the problems that caused. And then if you cast forward, there's a period of no income to that family. And cast even further forward, when that person was going to retire, it was those years that she did not work because she was terminated. Her employment, the years she did not work, were years lost in counting service for retirement, and the income she lost during that period was lost in calculating her retirement benefits, so it affected the family forever. We were able to reverse that. The teachers today, as a result of that case, can work as long as their physician says that they are medically capable of working. Some work up to the day of delivery, most 2 or 3 weeks before. And then what we have now is that the teacher can return when the doctor says they're able, 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 6 weeks after delivery. And they go right back to their same classroom. So that was a major step forward, and it really impacted a good share of the country.
Well, we'll leave it at that high point. John, thanks a lot for taking the time.
Certainly. Thank you.
That was John Matthews, who headed the union Madison Teachers Incorporated since 1968. He retired at the end of last month.